Jack Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Say, basketball season is here again. And let me ask you, how are you making out on your school basketball team this season? Did the coach call you up to the first team when practice started? Or are you sitting the game out on the bench, waiting for your chance to get in as a substitute? Well, here's something I've noticed from watching teams in action. A player may stack up to look like good basketball material. He may be tall and rangy and fast-moving. But if that player is not in good condition to play a strenuous game, chances are he'll stay on the bench most of the time. Yes, sir, it all boils down to just one simple question. Are you keeping in training? Do you follow a regular training program like the rules of Jack Armstrong, a system that's designed to help you make the most of your natural ability for the game? If you can say yes to that question, it's a good bet you're the kind of basketball material a coach is interested in. Now take Nat Holman, for example, the famous coach of basketball at New York City College. Nat Holman says, it's mighty easy for a basketball coach to size up a fellow who's been in training. He's fast on his feet, has plenty of endurance, and can be counted on to make winning scores. I've heard of the Jack Armstrong training rules, and I think they're a good thing for anyone to follow. You see, Nat Holman recommends for young basketball players the three famous training rules of Jack Armstrong, the training system I ask you to follow. And see what Coach Holman says about that special training breakfast you're advised to eat, a heaping bowl full of Wheaties with lots of milk or cream and fruit. Nat Holman says, to eat a nourishing breakfast every morning is part of my personal training schedule. And my favorite dish is Wheaties. I like whole wheat, and Wheaties bring it to me in about the best form I've ever tasted. No wonder they call it a champion's breakfast. And I check with Nat Holman all the way. No wonder they call Wheaties a champion's breakfast. You've got all the well-known important nourishment of real whole wheat in those crunchy toasted flakes. You've got a flavor that keeps millions of fellas and girls just like you happy mornings. And you've got a breakfast that's a steady favorite with probably more great athletes than any other dish of the kind. Wheaties, milk, and fruit. You bet that's a breakfast of champions. The breakfast for you every morning. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack and Uncle Jim are on the bottom of the ocean. Encased in diving suits, they are searching through Professor Loring's sunken yacht for the valuable uranium-235, which was on board when the yacht hit a submerged reef in the Sulu Sea. Their schooner Spindrift is anchored above the reef, over them. On the deck of the Spindrift, Billy and the Filipino Michelle are working at the air pump to send air down to Jack and Uncle Jim, and Betty is keeping a watch on an ominous power schooner, the Black Shark, which is coming up fast. And now, as air bubbles streak up through the water from their diving suits, Jack and Uncle Jim are in the sunken yacht, about to explore the cabin leading off from the wheelhouse. A three-way telephone set in each diving suit allows them to talk to each other and to Billy. Listen.
Flash your underwater light into this cabin, Jack. Hold it just that way for a moment.
This looks like the captain's cabin, Uncle Jim.
It was the captain's cabin, Jack. And this is where anything valuable would usually be kept. That box of uranium-235 is probably in here somewhere.
But I don't see anything of a box large enough to hold the uranium-235, Uncle Jim.
It won't be a very large box, Jack, but it'll be heavy as lead. In fact, it'll be mostly lead. Uranium-235 will be encased in lead to protect everyone from its radioactive property.
We'd better go inside the cabin, Uncle Jim, and look around carefully.
All right, Jack. Billy, are you listening to us?
You bet I'm listening, Uncle Jim. I'm not missing a word.
Good. Tell Betty to pay out some more slack in our airline. We're going inside the captain's cabin.
Okay. Jack and Uncle Jim need more slack in their airlines, Betty. Pay it out. She's doing it, Uncle Jim.
That's fine. Come on, Jack. I'll go first.
Can you see anything, Jack? I mean, can you see anything of that box with the uranium?
Oh, give us time, Billy. All we can see are some brightly colored fish swimming around the cabin.
Flash your light under this bunk, Jack. That'd be a likely place to store a box.
I don't see anything under...
uranium?
Give us a chance to find out, Billy. We're as excited about it as you are.
Let's try to move it, Jack. We'll have to bend over and get a hold of it, then pull it out if we can.
Boy, it's hard bending over in this diving suit. Wait, I'll adjust the air valve and let a little air out of the suit.
Well, that's the idea, Jack. Now let's try to move that box.
Say, it must weigh a ton. This must be the uranium, Uncle Jim.
I think it is, Jack. I'm sure it is. It's too heavy to be anything else.
Betty, Michelle, they found the box with the uranium. They found it under a bunk.
Let me have the axe, Uncle Jim. Maybe I can pry it out a little ways. There. She's coming some. Now you pry your end out some. Here's the axe.
We can move it out from under the bunk this way, Jack.
Now she's coming out.
Oh, Jack!
Is that you speaking, Betty? What are you doing at the airport?
Oh, I made Billy give them to me, Jack. I just had to listen for a little while. Have you really found the box?
We found it all right, but it weighs a ton. It's all we can do to slide it out to the middle of the cabin, even underwater.
You'd better hurry. The black shark's getting nearer and nearer.
Are you sure it's the black shark now, Betty?
We're absolutely sure, Uncle Jim. We can see her through the binoculars plainly.
You can't waste any time getting this box aboard the Spindrift, Jack. We don't want to be under the surface when Geppetto and his gang gets here.
We've got to get a line down here now, Uncle Jim. That'll help us get the box outside the cabin and the wheelhouse. Then we can go above and hoist it up.
Betty, tell Billy to lower the line with the grappling iron on it. Jack, you step outside the wheelhouse and bring it in when they lower it. And keep your eyes open for that large shark we saw playing around.
You can better watch out for that shark, Uncle Jim. Is Billy lowering the grappling iron, Betty?
He's just about ready to, Jack.
I'll get on the deck of this wreck and grab it.
Don't go out of the wheelhouse if that shark's around, Jack.
Trust me for that, Betty. But I don't see a sign of the shark now.
Billy's lowering the grappling iron, Jack. Can you see it?
Yep, I can see it coming down, Betty. I can see a lot of things when I'm outside the wheelhouse. The water is clear and everything's as bright as green moonlight.
Billy says to let me know when it's down far enough.
I've got it now, Betty. Tell Billy to give me enough slack to take it back to the cabin. And say, he'd better rig his end to a snatch block. It's going to take a hefty pull to move that box outside the wheelhouse.
Watch your airline, Jack. Don't want to get it fouled again.
I'll say I don't. There, it's straight now. And here's the grappling iron.
I'll pry the box off the cabin floor, Jack. You slip the line around it. That's the idea. Now wedge the grappling iron into the box.
There. She's all set now, Uncle Jim. Let's see if we can drag it out to the wheelhouse.
It's going to be hard to pull it underwater, Jack, without something to brace on, but we'll try it. Lay hold.
Didn't move an inch, Uncle Jim. How about that snatch block, Betty?
We'll have this block rigged in just a second, Jack. Billy's working on it now while Michelle and I work the air pump.
Tell Billy to hurry. How far away is the black shark, Betty?
She's 5 or 6 miles away, Uncle Jim.
Say, I don't like that one bit. Tell Billy to hurry with that snatch block.
It's all right now, Jack. There, he's pulling the line in now. He says to help him all you can.
Lay hold, Jack. We'll tug away at the line, too.
She's moving, Uncle Jim. She's moving right along.
We'll have her in the wheelhouse in a jiffy. Then we'll get her on deck of the wreck, and you and I can go above and help hoist it.
Is the box moving all right, Jack?
Yep. We're coming along fine, Betty. We're in the wheelhouse now. We'll have her outside in half a minute. Look, Uncle Jim. Look outside the wheelhouse.
I see it, Jack. Tell Billy to stop hoisting, Betty.
Stop hoisting, Doc. Something's happened. What's the trouble, Jack?
That same shark, Betty. He's back again.
Oh, can he get to you?
He's swimming around outside the wheelhouse, Betty. I don't think he'll come inside. We're safe as long as we don't go outside.
It's the shark, Michelle. He's back again. Oh, Michelle is going overboard, Uncle Jim. He's got a long knife in his hands, and he's going overboard after the shark.
Tell him he mustn't, Betty. I won't have him risk his life that way.
It's too late, Uncle Jim. He's dived overboard already.
Here he comes down now, Uncle Jim. I can see him through the water. He's got that long knife of his in one hand.
He shouldn't do this. He won't have a chance.
I don't know about that, Uncle Jim. Remember, he fought a shark in Manila Bay, and that was at night, too, when he couldn't see much.
Tell me what's happening, Jack. I can't see Michelle now. He's gone down too deep. Oh, I'm afraid he won't have a chance.
The shark sees him, Betty. The shark is swimming toward him. Michelle is watching him. He's kicking his legs, and he's thrashing his arms about. He's trying to frighten the shark away.
Is he doing it, Jack? Is he frightening the shark away?
I can't tell you. The shark isn't swimming directly for him now. He's turning over on his side a little. But he's getting closer and closer. He doesn't know what to make of it all.
Oh, I hope he frightens them away.
The shark is almost to him now, Betty. But he's not rushing. He's swimming in cautiously. He doesn't understand it all. Oh, look, Uncle Jim. Michelle took a swipe at the shark with his knife. He got him, too. He stabbed him in the side.
Oh, good. He is a shark swimming away, Jack. Is he frightened?
Yes, he's swimming away, Betty. Wait a minute. He's turning around. He's coming back. I hope Michelle still has some air left in his lungs.
Some of these Filipino swimmers can stay underwater a long time, Jack.
But what's happening now, Jack? Oh, I'm so frightened to death.
The shark is swimming right fighting the shark to bite off that arm. Look at him. He's thrust his arm inside the shark's mouth.
Oh, has he, did he? Oh, Jack, has he lost his arm?
No, something's happened. Oh, I see. The shark can't close his mouth, Betty. The shark can't close his mouth. It's wedged open with Michelle's knife. Uncle Jim, did you ever see anything like that before?
I've heard of it, Jack, but I never expected to see it.
The shark is swimming away, Betty, and is he streaking? And Michelle's going up for air. He'll need it. Tell Billy to stand by to help him aboard.
Oh, Jack, I can hardly believe it. Here comes Michelle now. Billy's helping him climb aboard. I'll work the air pump by myself until Michelle gets aboard.
Do you think the shark will come back, Uncle Jim?
I don't think he'll ever come back here, Jack. He'll spend the rest of his days trying to close his mouth.
Then we can get the uranium aboard the Spindrift before Chapano gets here. Uncle Jim, if we brace ourselves against the door of the wheelhouse, we can pull the box out to the deck and have it all ready to hoist up.
We can try it, Jack. Every moment counts. Here, we can get a good purchase if we brace ourselves against the door jamb. Lay hold. Heave.
Yeah, she's moving, Uncle Jim. We'll have her outside in half a jiffy.
Michelle's aboard now, Jack, and he'll help me at the pump in just a second. Billy's hauling in the line with a snatch block.
We almost got the box outside the wheelhouse, Betty. There, it's outside. We can hoist it straight up to the Spindrift now, after Uncle Jim and I come up. Pull in our airlines. We're coming up.
You go first, Jack. Here's the lifeline here. Pull yourself up to the rope ladder, then climb aboard. And I'll follow you.
All right, Uncle Jim. Here I come, Betty. Haul in the airline.
I'm hauling it in, Jack. Michelle is working the air pump. Oh, he's too wonderful for words. He doesn't seem a bit tired.
I'm at the bottom of the rope ladder now, Betty. I'll be above water before you know it.
Oh, we haven't much time, Jack. The black shark's getting closer and closer to us. What are we going to do when we get the uranium aboard?
We'll have to figure out something to do, Betty, to keep Chapano from getting the uranium. Well, here I am up in the sunshine again. Tell Billy to lend me a hand. This diving suit is plenty heavy above water.
Gosh, Liz, Jack, we're glad to see you safely up. Here, I'll unclamp your helmet. Stand still now while I take it off.
Oh, Jack, I'm so glad you're back aboard safely.
There, Jack, your helmet's off. How's that?
Oh, boy, does that feel good. Here comes Uncle Jim up. Let's lend him a hand.
We'll have him on board in a split second, Jack. Then we'll get up the uranium. But then, for Pete's sake, tell me how we're going to get away from Chapano and his crew.
I don't know, Billy. We'll figure it out somehow. And if we can't get away, we'll dump the uranium in the bottom of the ocean where Chapano will never lay hands on it. Come on, let's help Uncle Jim aboard.
The adventure of the sunken reef isn't over yet. No siree. The black shark with Chapano and Blackbeard and the others on board is speeding toward the Spindrift under full power. If Jack and Uncle Jim want to save that uranium, they've got to think fast. There's an especially exciting time ahead, and you can bet you won't want to miss it. So be sure to listen in at the same time tomorrow to a bang-up finish of The Adventure of the Sunken Reef with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, you've got a swell breakfast coming to you when you ask for Wheaties. Those toasted Wheaties flakes hand you a flavor so downright keen and satisfying it's hard to describe, but mighty easy to enjoy, as you're going to find out if you'll get some Wheaties right away quick.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with olive oil bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand.